Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
President Donald Trump has said he's considering invoking emergency powers to overcome opposition to the use of the National Guard troops to American cities. Mr. Trump said he didn't need it yet, but would consider invoking the Insurrection Act if people were being killed or governors and judges were holding things up. Here's a little of what he had to say.
We have no choice but to do this. And when judges give us rulings that, you know, you don't have to do it, Portland is on fire. Portland's been on fire for years. Not so much saving it. We have to save something else, because I think that's all insurrection. I really think that's really criminal insurrection. These are unsafe places. We're going to make them safe.
Well, those comments came a day after a judge blocked the deployment of troops in Portland in Oregon, and the president has also ordered the deployment of 300 National Guard members to Chicago. Let's get more on this now with Simon Marks, chief correspondent with Feature Story News. Simon, thanks for being with us. Just listening to Donald Trump there, is Portland on fire?
No, Portland is not on fire. Chicago is not a hellhole. These are inventions that Donald Trump is creating in order to justify essentially the declaration, possibly further down the line, of a national emergency. But he's particularly, as you know, Claire, targeting cities and states that are run by Democrats for the deployment of National Guard troops, claiming that there are large crime waves there, as he claimed, for example, about Washington, D.C., claiming that places like Portland are on fire, when in reality what is taking place is that a growing number of angry Americans are protesting against the thuggish actions of Donald Trump's masked agents with ICE, his Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division, who have been pulling people off the streets of both Portland and Chicago without having any reasonable suspicion that they may be illegal immigrants. They're literally racially profiling people, hauling them away, sometimes pulling them out of the arms of their children, taking them to detention centres, and only then establishing whether they have any legal right to live in the United States. And in many cases, these are American citizens that are being taken away, or permanent legal residents of the United States. So there is a growing standoff in Portland and Chicago, particularly over the actions of ICE. And Donald Trump is now really threatening potentially to inflame the situation further by invoking that Insurrection Act, which dates back to 1807, and deploying American soldiers, not just National Guard forces, but active duty military serving personnel on the streets of American cities. Remember, he tried to do it in his first term, and his then acting defense secretary and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff turned around and said they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't accept the order. This time round, he surrounded himself with entirely pliant officials who are more than ready to do it.
So he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy soldiers, does he, to these cities? That's what's standing in his way.
If he wants to go beyond simply deploying the National Guard, federalizing the National Guard, for example, in Illinois, against the wishes of the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, well, it looks like he might be able to do that. I mean, certainly one court in Chicago has not chosen to intervene. There are that court in Portland that said the federalization of the Oregon National Guard was illegal. Well, the White House simply ignored that ruling, and so the judge in the case issued a second ruling less than 24 hours later, finding the government in flagrant contravention of her first ruling. But if his ultimate aim is, as seems likely, and he told all the generals and the admirals that he brought back to Washington, D.C. for that extraordinary meeting last week, he told them to prepare to go to war on America's streets in order to deploy active duty military personnel from the U.S. Army or the Marine Corps, then he will have to declare some kind of an emergency, and he will argue that he's dealing with an insurrection.
And Simon, can we talk a bit more about the nature of these protests at the ICE detention centres? I was reading this morning that protesters were roughed up, according to this report I was reading, by heavily armed federal agents. So what is happening at those centres when people go there with the signs to say, can you please release my daughter, my brother, my father?
It's an absolute tinderbox because the ICE agents specifically from the Immigration Customs and Enforcement Division are unwilling even to engage in basic constitutional protections of the rights of either protesters or the people that they are sweeping off the streets. And so protesters are becoming increasingly emboldened. They're often chasing ICE with convoys of vehicles, extraordinarily dangerous. In some parts of Chicago, crowds on the streets have actually actively chased ICE agents away from neighbourhoods where they were planning simply to go door to door and start seizing people that looked like they might be illegal immigrants, even though they have no idea whether they are or they are not. And the other aspect of this, Claire, that is a real tinderbox are the growing tensions between the federal agents and the local law enforcement. So ICE actually, over the weekend, accidentally tear gassed Chicago Police Department officers. The police chief in Broadview, which is where the big ICE detention facility is located just outside Chicago, says that ICE agents are regularly making fake emergency phone calls to the police in a bid to goad the police to the detention facility in order to foment more unrest among the protesters. He is considering laying criminal charges against ICE for wasting police time. So those tensions are also really now building. And I think we're heading into a very, very dangerous period, particularly in those two cities.
It is extraordinary, Simon, and we will come back to you for more on that as it develops. Simon Marks, Chief Correspondent with Feature Story News, telling us about the latest developments in the United States. Now, from Adele's 25 to Eminem's Marshall Mathers, Simon Marr will be here to tell us about the iconic albums celebrating milestone anniversaries. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.